Welcome to Yama Speaks. I am sitting here with a lovely friend of mine, and we're going back and forth over a broad topic when it comes to maturing, when it comes to love, when it comes to what else were we talking about?
Physical.
He was also stating about the three elements. They are three different entities, and we're kind of going to elaborate on his views and opposing those a little bit from the feminist standpoint. But Cody, what is your take on everything? What is your take? Let me hear.
Yeah, so I don't want this conversation to be just a recording element, so I'm gonna try to act like we're not recording this for the people that hear this in the world of listeners.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna speak I'm just speak out of what I think at the current moment. So don't be so, the listeners at home, don't be so what's the word I
want to call it?
Don't be uptight.
Don't be uptight.
But anyway, so yeah, but your mind, body, and soul is when you maturing, your mind may not mature as fast as your physical, or vice versa. So, like for example, women typically mature much faster than men mentally. You know, women, their frontal lobe develops much sooner than guys. I think women frontal lobe develop at 25, men at 30. So at least to say this, most women at 25 like mature older guys, and younger guys, you know, typically will prefer an older woman, but they can't really mentally stimulate them. So a lot of times, women when they 25, 26, they kind of like they say they ready for a relationship, they ready for marriage, but they not really ready. They like, and it's that moment where they like, well, you know, I'm ready for marriage. I'm just tired of playing. I'm done dealing with these different guys, and it's like, but you ain't got yourself really together. You still, your financial part ain't really straight. You know, and you ain't figured you out. And the moment they get in a relationship, and then they realize that, damn, I'm lacking a lot. You know, and you ain't been nowhere, you ain't seen the world, you ain't really just played, you ain't, you know, it's just a lot. But the moment they feel like, I just gotta have a relationship, and then it all falls back on them like, nah, you ain't ready yet. And then they turn 30 and they saying, wow, man, they just play so much. I'm just looking for love.
Okay, well,
I
get where you're coming from on it, but check this out. Okay, I can only speak on personal references. I can't, you know, we can look at logic and what society view as normal, mm-hmm. but sometimes you have to walk that path, go through it yourself, right? But from my perspective, I guess you can say that it was more so the idea, and in my previous podcast, I was speaking on the idea of the fantasy of love, right? A woman from the day she was considered, you know, or given a doll or playhouse to play with, it was about her and her kin. Mm-hmm. So really and truly, her whole idea is becoming married and becoming into union, like off top, when she is looking for a partnership with somebody, okay? Now, on a personal experience, and as I matured, even when I thought at the time that I was ready, I wasn't, yes, thanks to Cody trying to give me that knowledge ahead of time, but no, I wasn't ready, but
right.
In that area of my life, I felt like I was ready, you
right.
know.
Right.
No, I wouldn't say I understood the knowledge of it, but I can say I had the fantasy of the idea,
mm-hmm.
and along with me thinking, okay, well, I have this amount in my savings, and you know, this, so I'm able to bring something to the table, yet alone I'm looking for a spouse to, you know, match it so we can build and look back over our empire, blah blah blah. But it wasn't until I understood that with me personally, when I focus on love, I tend to let whatever I had my main focus before that happened, I tend to drop it to be the best I can be in that relationship, right? For that relationship to thrive, and hoping prayerfully that it takes off, mm-hmm. you know, like I can get back in alignment with my purpose or my destiny,
right.
but kind of nurturing the relationship, right? And that's kind of where most women mess up. What me, like looking and analyzing other people or just how society do things, and they're like, why does it take a man longer to come into union with somebody? And if you look at that man, he has established a lot. He's a hard worker. You know, he's trying to make sure everything is, I guess, in its place, in its proper place.
Right.
So when it happens, he'll be that stable, or that, you know, that strong.
Yeah, he brings a strong presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've noticed with women, what we do is where we mess up, yes, because we don't think logically. We just think with our emotions, and emotions is the key to all evil, but whatever.
Right.
But personal experience, I have had that happen to me where I was focused on me and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Kind of got into my masculine side of things. And then you have the suitors that come along. You know, they're like, they look as if they're going to match you. They look as if, you know, they on the same wave as you, and da-da-da. And then next thing you know, it's an opportunist, right?
Right.
He's only with you, or they're only with you because of what you have obtained, and not because it's like, you know, emotional. It's just more like, well, I know they can build with me.
Right.
And then you have those relationships that they're not in love, and then you have the cheating, and then you have the
right.
not being able to fulfill every need,
right.
you know, type things. And I think that's where most relationships go wrong. I think it has to be like, yo, like, if a person is really in love with you,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel like in love with you, that means they're gonna be your backbone through thick or thin, right? When you got it, when you don't have it, compared to when you have it all, and then you're looking for a suitor, and then it's questionable, like, well, dang, do she really want me because of this, or do she want me because of who I am
right.
away from the disc, or who I am away from the titles, or, you know, who I, and that's another, you know.
So this is the thing that I always try to tell, like, you know, females, you know, that I meet, you know, homegirls, you're my little sister. I mean, I got two sisters. I be telling this, like, and I know women nowadays are, you know, want to be more or less the masculine frame. A lot of women want to be the dominant figure in a relationship.
But why though?
Well, let me show you.
Okay.
So, if a woman meet a man and he sees her as his helpmate, truly his helpmate. And although she may be in her career, although she may have herself together, her financials together, she may be in her prime, looking good, smelling good, got herself together. But truly, if the man seeks her, that's why a lot of times women typically push men away that approach them. And for a couple reasons, they push them away because the guys probably approach them because they're attractive. And then secondly, they push them away because guys probably not the guy that they vision. You know, women, y'all have vision of what kind of man y'all want. Well, ain't wrong with that, but really the man should be finding you. So in my opinion, this is how I think, and this is how I was raised. When you find a woman that you're going to make your girl, your wife, whatever the case may be, you got to look at what she bring. What is her attributes? What's her strengths? What's her weaknesses? And then you match them with yours. So a man should be putting you to work. And what I mean by work, don't take this the wrong way.
What?
You know what I'm saying? When I say put you to work, meaning he should be applying some strength, some things that you have, and he should be allowing you to work the business based on what your strengths currently already are. Like, for example, he may say, all right, well, we're finna start a business. I know you're a great writer. You have great, skills
like
with marketing. You may have great skills with gravitating to getting us some sponsorships, whatever the case may be. So I'm gonna let you own that. But from the side of training people, holding people accountable, and also having the hands and the, you know, having the skills to actually work the business, he may be strong in that field. So when a man see you and he actually giving you these tasks, you're not only just feel like you're in love, but you feel involved. And then you feel like, well, you know what? He has a lot going. I have a lot going. And I'm not just in love with this man because, you know, I like him. I love him. But y'all build a business. Y'all build some type of something more than just love. Love is superficial. You know what I'm saying? But you need something that's actually y'all working towards in the flesh in that way. Even in worst case scenario, even if y'all broke up, you will always take that from him. You know, and going to your next relationship, you will take some things from your past relationship. You may not necessarily tell your new boyfriend, hey, this is what I learned from Jeffro or from Keith. You may just say, hey, we should try this. You, him not knowing, but he might, damn, that's a great idea. But you've learned all this from other great men, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of guys like that. They want to get a good job, good paying job, and she just work and come home, and he work and come home, but they have nothing joint. They have, and they ain't made no money together. They never got no kind of bag together. And it's like, how are you expecting to be, you know, having a great relationship when y'all don't have anything established outside of your relationship? Y'all ain't took no trips together, nowhere major. Y'all have, you know, y'all have nothing. And so one of the things me personally, when I go into a relationship, I always challenge the girl I'm dating to do a joint venture with me. And that way I know if she's going to really be a true life partner. Because we can't just work a job. Like, that's, you know, because my ultimate vision is to have nice things, be well off, and be able to, you know, provide for my mom, my dad, you know, and help family members and employ people. Not just work a job, employ people. I want to put people to work.
You know? So you want to be a boss.
Fucking right. I want a boss. So, but seriously, so if you meet a dude and he's you're his prize, you're his trophy, then he's probably not the guy for you, because you should look at him. He should be making you better. He should be challenging you, holding you accountable, and making sure he should be asking you, hey, did you do that? Did you get that done? And if you telling him, no, I didn't, I would personally be like, all right, well, I'm gonna give you a few more tries at that, because I see like you're either lazy or you're not really the type of woman I want. Because when women seek men for love and a man don't give you no type of rebuttal and make you feel like he should want more from you, you should run from him anyway. You should be like, damn, he's not challenging me to nothing but my physicalness and me saying I love him. Like, that nigga should be challenging you, or that dude should be challenging you to more. You know what I'm saying? So so that's why I always tell people, like, guys too, like, man, put your girl to work, man. Like, what she got to work with? All she doing is cooking. That's it. Like, man, y'all.
But hold on now. We can't downplay those individuals who prefer the traditional.
Right.
Ranks of, you know, relationships. We can't downplay those individuals. Because you have some people who just want they spouse to take care of home. And then you have those spouses that are trying to build empires together. So it's two. We can't just single them out like that now.
Right. So, yeah. So, but no. So, you know, I commend all those people that's married, and a lot of people are in marriage and their relationships are boring.
Miserable.
Yeah, and they're fronting like they're happy, you know, and ain't nothing wrong with fronting, you know.
Okay, question. When is it okay to cheat on a spouse? I'm still trying to get down to that one. When is it okay to do that?
Well, no, I don't want you to listen to this like, damn, he a cheater. But no, when I say, so this is the thing, man, like, and it's just my opinion now, and all the people that, and I know, I'm listening, gonna be like, well, why would you condone cheating? So this is the thing, I don't really condone cheating, but when a person go outside the relationship, you may cheat, you may be married to, for example, you may have been married to a woman, y'all been married 5 years, it's good, and it's starting to get rocky. This man may step out and cheat, you know, with this girl, you know, or go back and have sex with somebody that he had dealt with prior to his marriage. You know, it might be an old friend, and she may not even necessarily want him, but they just may have a good chemistry, and she, you know, would still give him, you know, some loving. But if he go outside the relationship and get his needs met, because you may be just having a child, you may not be really, you know, not looking to have sex with your dude. You may just be coming home from work and you're like, I really just don't know, I'm in the mood. I just want to cook, get these kids ready for school and get into bed. So if he getting some ass, you know, periodically, he may come home and be okay with that. Coming home to you and you not having sex with him. Coming home and being more understanding, being more willing to just play into your, you know, to your mommy mode. And whereas most guys that put up with that, you know, that those issues in a relationship, after so long, they just break down and they want to get divorced. You know what I'm saying? So, in my opinion, now, this is, I ain't never been married, but a lot of guys that I know that are married that cheat occasionally, I don't condone it, but that cheat occasionally have their relationships are more stable than the guys that are faithful, that don't cheat. They're very frustrated and they look aged and they look tired and they look stressed out. You know what I'm saying? It just shows in their whole gen. It's just not good. You know what I'm saying? Even women, there's some women that cheat. They go outside the relationship. Even if a woman at work and she holds long conversation with a guy at work and she looks forward to that conversation, that is a form of cheating. You may not think it because it's not physical, but she's looking for that mental stimulation when she get to work from Joe, you know what I'm saying, or whoever. So, I mean, people just hold sex at a higher, they hold it at a higher rate than they do anything else. But people cheat in all different forms. If you get money from a man, he may be buying you gifts. If you're receiving those gifts and you're not telling your spouse, that's cheating, in my opinion. Shit, I mean, even if he'll pay one or two of your bills at home, your husband think you paying them, and the guy, you know, that your ex-husband, he might have been a drug dealer, he's still giving you money on the side, you taking it, and that's cheating.
Let's flip this.
Yeah.
So advancing your life 5 years, you've been married for 5 years, and then all of a sudden, your marriage goes mm-hmm. you know, downhill. Mm-hmm. Now my view on this is, I want to know, how would you feel if you come home one day and your wife phone is ringing off the hook and she answering it and she's trying to sneak off, mm-hmm. or you pick up the phone and you see she's having an intimate relationship with somebody else? How would you wouldn't address it? Or because, but now mind you what you're saying, that it's kind of,
well, let me say this. You got to do everything in a way that's respectful to your spouse. If she's cheating and she don't get caught, I'm okay with that.
No.
Yeah, well, that's you just asked me.
No.
If she's cheating, I'm saying, if she's cheating...
What you don't know won't hurt you.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So if she's cheating and she's taking care of home and she's doing her job at home, and I'm happy now, that's what she's doing to make me... If she's doing that and it's obviously keeping a household stable, meaning if she stopped doing that and then the household becomes unstable, then there's something imbalanced. So there's people doing a lot of things in a relationship that their spouse does not know about. That is the sole reason the relationships are still together.
Okay.
So it ain't until I start finding out about it and it becomes an issue, because now the unknown is becoming known, and it's making me, you know, it's becoming a headache, it's becoming an issue. So, you know, the song that said, what I was say, I don't want to know, the Revelations. That song is a prime example, you know. But a lot of times people don't tell you everything about their relationships. It's people on Instagram, Facebook, all these social media sites, and they DMs full of messages, and they entertain a lot of people. Their spouse do not know that they.
But 9 times out of 10, they bring people inside their marriage and have threesomes and stuff too.
True, they can do that. And I mean, again, I feel like if your relationship, if you're seasoned in your relationship, that's healthy to have, you know, an outside person come in every now and then. Maybe a woman, he may bring a guy. I feel like everybody's household is different. People always preach on this, you know, what the Bible say, but back in the day, people had, you know, back in the Bible day, they had multiple wives. You can afford that. And I don't feel it personally. I feel like one person could be monogamous forever. Like, it's just, you're not, DNA built that way.
Okay. Well, Kevin Gates spoke on that, right? How
right.
Some men believe that, like, they need more than one person to make them happy. But in his stance, he said he don't need more than one person. He's fine with that one, because that one does everything that he needs.
Kevin Gates is a lie.
He a lie?
That dude will tell you anything in front of a damn camera. And he just say whatever sounds good.
You know what, though? When I saw him in New Orleans,
yeah.
His aura was totally different than the music he put out. Not saying that he's fake. Not right. saying it like that. It was just, I got a different vibe from him. And maybe because he had his boys around him,
yeah.
So he had to be, you know, that tough.
Had to play tough.
Yeah, that 504. from the nine person.
That's what they do.
But listen, I did want to speak on this because a lot of people get wrapped up in society and what's coming, and some people do lack the spiritual understanding. I'm not saying just Holy Spirit, but sometimes there's hidden knowledge that you come into, you know, as right. you get seasoned and you age or whatever. From my understanding, from the knowledge that I have obtained, that most of the time when you have marriages and somebody steps out of the marriage, if you look at your friends who are married or whatever and they have done that, 9 times out of 10, karma comes back for the breadwinner in the family. So let's say you was married, right? Mm-hmm. And you was the one stepping out. Or let's say you was faithful and the other person is stepping out, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're the breadwinner. You're bringing home 6 to 7 figures. Let's say she's bringing 5 figures home monthly or whatever, mm-hmm. roughly. You're the breadwinner. 9 times out of 10, something will happen in that union where the breadwinner is the one who has to suffer, right? Because of the other person's infidelity or sinful nature. I've noticed that, and that's kind of what I've obtained from the spiritual understanding of
it. So you're saying if the person that's cheating is going to suffer, or the person that's not cheating?
If it's in a union, it can be either one. Right?
Okay.
Let's say, like I said, you're the person who's making 6 to 7 figures, and your wife is making, you know, lesser than you, but you're faithful. You just go to work and come home and expect, you know, the rest to be handled.
Right.
And let's say she's a stay at home and she probably, you know, have a little side hustle or something that she does.
Right.
She's the cheater though. Something can happen to you being the breadwinner to make everything in the house crumble because of the infidelity on the spiritual side. Or vice versa.
You saying no matter who cheat, if y'all got a good thing going, that other person that's cheating is gonna make the entire empire fall.
I wouldn't say particularly fall, but it would be a stumbling block for the both of you guys.
Gotcha.
And it's not just a good thing. You can have a good thing, but once you come into union with somebody, when you both acknowledge before God that you two are, you know, are single now, and you're not abiding by that covenant and you're breaking that covenant, then that is kind of what's going to take place.
Gotcha.
You know. And I also heard you say something else about relationships and something about trial and error, I wanted to say. I don't know what it was. It was something about trial and error. Here we go. Yeah, I got it. Okay. So when you're in a relationship or union, whichever one, commitment, da-da-da, you have where you look at it like, you know, your trials and tribulations might come.
Mm-hmm.
And some women feel like that when a man cheats on them, that's a trial and error. You know, I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to stick it out.
Just stick it out.
You know? Now, to a certain degree, you do it one time, okay, you know, I know you got to get, you know, okay, I understand.
Right.
But what about the ladies who deal with it more than once or twice, more than 3 or 4 times? Like, and she's hurting because of it.
You're saying he's steady getting caught.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so them kind of guys are definitely not, they don't know what they're doing. They look bored.
So the goal of the game is not to get caught at all costs.
At all costs, yes.
But what if her intuition states otherwise?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If her intuition states that, then he would have got caught the first time. I'm saying in terms of he's getting caught because he's becoming messy, and he has started lacking the love of his wife to the point where he's got to keep it discreet. So you love a person, you don't want them to hurt from your bullshit. Then you doing what you're doing for you, but don't let that shit make it home. You see what I'm saying? That's maturity. You know what I'm saying? Maturity is, you know, what you do. It's people been cheating in their relationship for 30 years. They ain't never got caught. But see, most people not going to tell you that because they want you to see and what you see from the outside, it's a beautiful relationship.
Well, why can't you just have, not saying it's going to be perfect.
Again.
But why can't you just have that true, like the actual hashtag relationship goal?
Again, like, that's what I'm saying. That's all a facade. People have been thinking for so many years, your grandmother has not.
Well,
went
that
out.
Is true.
Your grandfather has never cheated on your grandmother.
Rolling Stone.
He has never got caught. But these old motherfuckers have been fucking around for years. This ain't nothing new.
No, see, back in the day,
they've been
grandmama knew about it.
Yeah,
the other lady, yeah. And it was more like it is what it is. House is taken care of.
Yeah, this one, and I try to tell people. So nowadays we have become a society that wants to live in perfect harmony. We don't want to believe that sin happens. We don't believe people cheat. We don't want to. I'm well aware that if it happens, I don't care. I just don't want to know about it. If you can come home and feed me and take care of me and please make all my needs are met, I'm good. What you do? Because I can't. When you leave the house, I can't stay with you the whole day, and I can't worry about what you're doing.
I mean, that's true.
I can't. When you leave home, your pussy is in your pants. And my nigga with me. You know. Oh well, I need to find. Did you fuck somebody on your lunch break? Why would I think? My thing is, I don't care. Once you come home, if you come home and you are not treating me any different, I cannot concern. But when I start finding out, niggas calling the phone, you got issues, you're not happy with me no more, these type of issues, then the outside relationship is causing issues in our home. So, but as long as you've been doing what you're doing, it ain't no issue. I'm not tripping. Because it's obviously keeping you balanced.
Okay, so
some women need multiple things going on. A lot of women need multiple women.
Before you go out and you feel like you need to cheat to find your balance, do you not come to your counterpart and be like, yo?
Well, this is the thing. When you bring that conversation to her or him, that's gonna create a lot of insecurities. The moment you come talking to a person about how you're not happy.
I'm not cute enough. Yeah, I need a breast lift.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, we don't have enough sex. And he may feel like he having plenty of sex with you. But you when you bring those type of topics up into your home, somebody going to feel insecure. They're going to go to sleep thinking about that. And they're going to wake up like, man, she must not be happy.
So you do it anyway?
Well, no, I'm saying, but some people do not receive those conversations well. I'm not saying I would or I wouldn't. I'm just saying, again, in my relationships, I can only go out of relationships. I don't have a problem in my relationship. I don't. I've been in relationships and it's good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say I've cheated in some relationships and never got caught. Never got caught. And that's just being honest. I mean, but my girlfriend was completely happy. If I cheated and I came home and she wanted some dick, I was going to break her ass off.
You were going to break that back.
Yeah. Because, see, you can't. I ain't going to ever get the outside woman everything. She can't. That's for bae. I'm going to do what I need to do so I can be happy. But I'm always going to remember what's home. See what I'm saying? So, people don't tell you the whole truth. People going to lie. You go into a relationship, you're not going to tell your boyfriend, your husband, everything about your past. You gonna tell him what you want him to know. You ain't gonna tell him that you got set out in college or you sucked a man up on the first night. And you're not gonna tell your husband, hey, this is what happened. I need to tell you this about my life.
Okay? Ooh, hold up, pause.
Go tell him every damn thing. He's gonna, realize you ain't shit.
Let's piggyback off of that. Okay. So how do you feel about a woman dating or fooling around with a man? Mm-hmm. She done told all her dude issues to. Is that room for failure?
Hold on, you saying so like they was friends beforehand?
Like, let's say we're homeboys and homegirls, right? And I'm coming to you telling you about all my relationship problems.
Right.
And then you now knowing how to finesse me to get what you want because you know what I need.
Right. That was
so a female is not supposed to date or fool around with the guy. Now we talking now, come on now, let's give it to me real. A female is not supposed to date or fool around with a guy. She tells her other relationship issues to. Yes or no? Come on, give him some game now, Cody.
Honestly, give him some game. No, that's a tough one. Nah, you shouldn't. Honestly, if you got homeboys and you telling them what you doing at your house and what your man ain't doing, your man ain't doing right or what his problems are, he got this, that, and the third, that guy really has the upper hand. And if you ever give him some ass, and your husband find out about it and try to call him up, he know everything about your husband. Your husband don't know nothing about him. Your husband like, man, how you know all this about me? Nigga, I know you ain't got a job. Nigga, I know you lost your job last month. Man, I know she told me that you don't be doing this. I heard this in the third.
You know what?
That's the worst feeling in the world when you're...
I've actually had that happen to me.
It's happened. That's what God did.
I was dealing with a cat.
Yeah, you were telling him things about your
No. He was telling me things about his relationship because he was in a strong commitment, right?
And y'all was having a physical.
And we was having physical, mental, and it was more like I was the lady.
You was outside. Yeah.
I was the outside, but he was with the outside more than he was with the inside. It's like we reversed roles, right?
So you got caught.
Right. No, I didn't get caught.
He got caught. And she called you.
Well, I called her because I was tired of his ass, but whatever.
How you gonna get that man caught, bro? You fucked up.
I was tired of him. He just wouldn't let me alone. I was over the situation. Like, dude, okay. I done blocked you.
Right.
We done put a gap in this thing, and you still coming back like, dude, I'm over it. So in order to really get him to detach, I had to mess with home. And most niggas, like, if you fucking with home, I just can't fuck with you, right? So right. I felt like that was a way out.
That was going to be your next.
And when I got on the phone with this woman, I told her every goddamn thing. Because she wanted to come off to me as if, you know.
He on cheat.
Yeah. No, baby. Let me tell you about the time when your daughter had an accident. He was over there at my house. He didn't want to get up out the bed because, you know, he didn't care.
Wow.
But it wasn't his daughter. It was her daughter. Or let me tell you about the time, da-da-da, you know. So I do agree that a female is not supposed to, or a man too. Definitely, if you're in a commitment, you don't need to know nothing about home. Don't ask no questions about home. What I got outside of here is what I got outside of here. If you're gonna do it like that, but I personally don't agree.
Yeah, that's to that. Yeah, that pillow talking, man. We call that pillow talking.
Pillow talk.
Yeah. So if you're in a relationship and you pillow talking with your outside chick to get trying to, so a lot of times people really think they're gonna get brownie points. She gonna like me more because I'm giving her my personal business. So she feel like I was saying about the involvement, feeling involved, so feeling some type of, you know, I'm bringing you into the mix, so you feel like you have a piece of in this puzzle. You have a piece in this game.
It's a trap.
So God tell you, man, you know this was going
on. It's a trap.
So you laying there, you like, yeah, he tell me all his business.
He
so
love me, girl.
He must really trust me, but in reality,
he don't give a fuck about you.
You got a whole goddamn, you know, husband at home. If I'm dealing with you, I don't want to know. And I tell you, I don't even want to know about that husband. A lot of times, female, when I dealt with a woman that was married,
exactly.
And she would tell me about things, and I just be like, look,
yep.
No offense, but I'm like, I don't really want to know about your guy. You know what I'm saying? Because I really, it's going to make me feel bad knowing that he lack. So I'm like, let's just hang out. And you go home. So they want to talk to you because they really look at you as being their escape. Like I was saying, that you're their escape route from the home.
Filling a void.
That's why I tell people.
I tell people
cheating in some cases is necessary. Cause I recall one time in my life that I was dealing with this lady, and she was married. She had been married for like 12, 13 years, and they've been married since they're like 18 years of age. And she was like 34. I can't remember. She's been married for a while. Anyway, so she told me her relationship was real rocky, and then she met me. She hadn't had an orgasm in like 3 years. And we had sex, and she had multiple orgasms, and she wanted dick like every day for like 2 weeks. And so, you know, I gave it to her because she was tight. I could tell she wasn't getting no dick. So
what'd you say, Cody?
No, she was no, seriously. She was really like, her body was like very fucking, like, I can't explain it.
Oh, her pipes was clogged. You had to come be the plumber.
Yeah, and she was like, like her body was really was needing some fucking like attention, because she was like, she was very, very like her energy was really like she needed it, I could tell. So, but anyway, she told me after her and I hung out and we kind of like messed around for a couple months, she said it made her relationship much better because she could come home, she wouldn't be stressed, she wouldn't be like feeling like tension when she was with him, she wouldn't feel like she needed anything from him other than what he was already doing. So I filled that void for her, and she said that actually made her relationship much better. She said she and her and they've been married, and after that shit, it's sad to say, but people sometimes do it. I mean, she just, that was, she was lacking her physicalness. I mean, a dildo can only do so much.
That's true.
Your hand can only do so much. You have to have the physical, you know. And guys, and I tell people, men, our penis works off of blood flow. it works off of the physical. Women can open their leg up and be physical and we'll just put a little oil down there. But if a man can't get an erection, he can't have sex. So a lot of guys start having, you know, issues with getting erections, and they have all these issues down there, and you 40, 50 years old and you can't get up, what you gonna do? What your wife supposed to do?
You gonna give her $40 from the ACU and tell her do something.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, you know, and she don't want to leave him. You know, you ain't gonna divorce your husband because he having erectile dysfunctions. No. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
come
other
on
stuff
now
that take place. Yeah, but now let me ask you this question.
You gonna get surgery, but I'm saying, but like a lot of guys try to avoid that shit. You know what I'm saying? But that, again, that's just one scenario.
Okay, so when you was doing this with the married lady, how did it leave you feeling? Was you drained? I mean, just looking back, like, let's not quit. Like, take time to think about it, though, because we know that we are energy, right? So,
well, give it, when you're dealing with somebody, like you said, and you're giving them your physical attention, you have to learn how to withhold. You have to learn how to withhold some of your energy. You give them some of it. You don't give them all of it. And you definitely don't give them all your elements, you know, your mental, your physical, and your spiritual. Like, I would, if I knew we was having sex, we wouldn't do no whole bunch of talking. I'm not finna exhaust my mental into you. I'm gonna give you my physical. Or maybe other way around. We may just talk on the phone for 20, 30 minutes, and I'm gonna exert my mental in you, but I don't wanna fuck you today. You're not gonna drain me in all three categories. You know what I'm saying? Or we may talk about your growth. That's, to me, spiritual. If I'm talking to you about your growth, your financial, your credit, your health, that's me giving you some spiritual growth, because it's, of course, all your elements has to be going in terms. If you're not, I tell people, you go work out real hard for a week. Just work out. You're gonna get your wheels turning. And that's gonna turn your energy zone that's in your body. And then the things that's supposed to be happening for you will happen. You know, like if it's money supposed to be coming to you, if it's a job, or if it's, you know, some new friends. If you're doing that, your glow gonna start showing. If you're lazy all the time, if you're not doing anything physical, it's not gonna show. So when I'm dealing, if I ever dealt with a woman and she had a boyfriend or whatever the case may be, and I'm just there for a moment, I'm just a season, I'm gonna give her just some energy. I'm gonna give her some, and I enjoy having sex. So I mean, if I'm giving you some dick, bitch, I want to give you some dick anyway. So, it is what it is.
Why are you so blunt with it, Cody?
What? What?
Why are you so
blunt? I mean, because you can't take my energy because I'm giving you that shit. I'm giving you the dick. Like,
you guys, thank you for listening to Yama Speaks. I had Cody. I had Cody on the 1 and 2 tonight, giving me a little knowledge on the masculine's trajectory on different topics. You guys, thank you for listening to Yama Speaks. I would like to thank my co-host, Cody, for joining me tonight. And you guys, I want you to go in peace, love, and light. Thank you for listening to Yama Speaks.